Good evening, GWA, and welcome to this special edition of Cooking with Minty. This recording is made as part of the Sexy Recipe Challenge. Tonight, I'm going to walk you through one of my most favorite meals to make, macaroni and cheese. Please, don't insult me and think that this is the blue box stuff. You're going to make me a macaroni and cheese from scratch. And there's nothing more satisfying than eating this delicious, cheesy creation. Now, what you're going to need is a box of your favorite macaroni, 2 cups of whole milk, 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 cups of your favorite cheese, and a little bit of salt and pepper to your liking. Oh, and you're gonna need 1/4 cup of butter, unsalted, salty, whatever you want. Now, since it's the easiest thing to do, I want you to take your macaroni and put it in some water and start cooking it according to the package directions. While some recipes call for elbow macaroni, I personally like the spiral macaroni or wide egg noodles, but you can use any macaroni that you desire as long as it can mix in with that creamy, cheesy sauce. The cheese sauce that we're going to be making is also known as bechamel, which is a simple, creamy base where you can add any cheese that you want. Personally, I like medium and sharp cheddar. But macaroni and cheese can be whatever you want, baby. Swiss, Kobe Jack, whatever your heart desires, you can have it. But you need to make the bechamel first. So, in a heavy bottom saucepan, I want you to add your butter and let it melt. And when it becomes nice and bubbly, you can add your 3 tablespoons of flour and slowly whisk it in the saucepan. You're going to want it to turn nice and brown for me, okay? Now, while you're whisking still, I want you to slowly add the milk until it's evenly combined and smooth. It's gonna look a little thin at first, but you just keep stirring, baby. Stir nice and slow until if you dip a spoon into the mixture, it still coats the back of it. That means your sauce is all ready for you. Add a little salt. Add a little pepper, and for me, add just a dash of garlic powder. And while you're still stirring with that spoon, I want you to slowly add your cheese. Make it nice and creamy and thick for me, okay? Now, as I said before, you can use whatever cheese you want. But you can also use as much cheese as you want to. The recipe calls for 2 cups, but I end up using 2.5 myself. Now, when your pasta is done, drain it in a strainer and slowly add it to your new cheese sauce. And then, it's up to you. If you like your macaroni and cheese baked, just pop it in the oven 400 degrees for 30 minutes. Or, if you're like me, just get yourself a nice big bowl and just help yourself. It's cooked either way. Well, that's my recipe. I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. And thank you for listening to Cooking with Minty.